98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations, and I have a real treat for you today. I think you're going to walk away with a smile on your face because this gentleman always has a smile, and his words will inspire you and enlighten you. He's the lead pastor of Shepherd's Grove Church in Orange County, California, and he's also the host of Hour of Power and an author of the latest book, You Are Beloved. Bobby Schuler, my friend, how are you today?
Hey, Melissa, good. So glad to be here with you. Excited to talk.
Well, I love this because you have a real heart and a passion to encourage people. Where does that come from?
It's really from the scriptures. I find it so interesting that very often, you know, people go to church and they leave, you know, feeling beat up and guilty. And I just assume that when people come to church, they already feel guilty enough. They already have been beaten up enough.
Yes.
I look at the scriptures and I see the Holy Spirit is called the Comforter, and it's the devil that's the accuser of the brethren. It's the devil that is the one that stands against, you know, in the courtroom of heaven, pointing at you, saying guilty, guilty. It's not God doing that. So I think that we really need to be great about being administrators of grace, that sin is not in our lives anymore because of the cross and resurrection. And we just need to really make Sunday. We try and make Sunday Easter every Sunday.
Every single
Sunday is just celebrating resurrection and make it such a joyful experience for people.
Okay, Pastor, so you can say that about Sunday, and you got that. That's good. That's what we need to hear. What do you say to the person that says through the week, you know, sometimes I just feel discouraged, and I believe in God, I'm serving God, but how do I deal with that with life and its challenges?
Yeah, I mean, still Sunday is an important part of that. I mean, I didn't mean to talk about this, but I think the way that we view the week is a big part of why we feel the way we do. So we have, you know, like five days of hard work that we hate, and then 2 days of reward. So that, like, when Sunday afternoon comes around, we're kind of like, oh man, my reward is almost up, and we get all bummed out about Monday coming.
Yes.
And the funny thing is, actually, Sunday is the first day of the week, not the last.
Thank you.
So the funny thing is, you're really supposed to begin the week with rest. So you begin the week, you know, bonding deeply with your friends and family. You need to be a part of a great church that that fills you full of joy and God's word, and you just leave kind of, you want to be having mountaintop experience. I mean, you're not going to get it every Sunday, but you want to have a church where there's a good chance you're really going to encounter God and bond with others. And then that carries you into your week so that your work actually becomes more life-giving and joyful, even if it's not a job you totally love. Yeah.
Wow.
So I think that's what's happening. We've got to stop having like the vacation mindset where it's like, you know, most of your life stinks, and then you get these little pockets in life where you get reprieve and joy.
Amen. Yeah. I am so with you. I'm trying not to shout real loud because I don't want to talk over you, but I'm so about that, and I agree. Thank you for reminding us of that. It's that reset button of Sunday is the first day of the week, and when you started off worshiping and praising God and honoring Him and getting focused on Him, then it makes the rest of the week better. Well, I'm going to say your book again. Bobby Schuler, the author of You Are Beloved, is a book that could be a great blessing for you or a great gift for somebody else. Again, thank you, Pastor Bobby Schuler. And if you want to know more about his book, You Are Beloved, you can click on my Conversations link and find it there right now by going to star883.com.